This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
You're back and went the other way. And this is the great fornication of the world today. They have turned their back on God. Wow. Fornication is bad. Now, the next thing fornication means is following idol worship. In other words, you are worshiping the creature more than the creator. So what we see here, and that's what we see in the world today. It is so much fornication in these three areas: having sex outside of marriage, forsaking God, and worshiping idols. Now, worshiping idols is anything you put above God. Wow. Think about that for a minute. What are you putting above God? Could it be your family? Could it be your career? Who knows what? Could it be your house? Your material possessions? Who knows what it is? But I'm telling you, fornication, if you look up this word in the Bible, this is what you really should do. You know, today in our world, we can do greater and in-depth Bible studies more than they back then. You can simply query the Bible using an online Bible and look up every word fornication is, and you will be surprised. And it falls in those three categories that the Spirit just gave us. Having sex outside of marriage, where the world thinks that's okay. Let's talk about that for a minute. I mean, you see it in our culture today. You know, we think it's okay that, hey, that we can have sex outside of marriage. And then people go get pregnant, and then they're not married, and then now you're entering a relationship, and it's really not good for anyone. We, you know, gotta make it work, but if we do it God's way, we get God's results. If we do it our way, we get our results. Wouldn't it be so much better where a husband and a man and a woman come and join to become one and have a child or children and be blessed of the Lord, instead of people coming together and not one and going out and getting others? Now you have this blended family. Wow. I'm telling you, when we do it God's way, we get His results. And then when we're having all types of problems, we then want to come to the Lord. But you know what? Why not start with the Lord? See, when you start right, you'll end right. Always remember that. So God wants you to start right. Now, what is the cost of fornication? We defined what it is by the Spirit. Now, what is the cost of fornication? Oh, I'm telling you, the cost is very high. You know, sin will take you so far, but man, it will cost you everything. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18. I'm going to read the latter part of, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18 says this. It says, "Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body." Wow, I'm telling you. So whenever you are committing fornication, you are sinning against your own body. I'm sure you don't want to hurt yourself. I'm sure you don't want to destroy your temple. But whenever you are committing fornication, little did you know, you are committing a sin against your own body. What does that all mean? Let the Spirit speak to you. I think it means a whole bunch of things. There's a lot of things going on. I'm telling you, whenever you are having sex outside of marriage, you are creating what they call soul ties with other people. And many a time when you finally find your mate and come together, you ain't.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.